rather watch 24 than have sex.
Okay, honey, I'm all ready for you, and I am hot.
Yeah, yeah, just a minute. 24 is on. You know this show is happening in real time.
Real time? Whatever. Listen, stud, I'd like to show you a real good time, if you know what I mean. I'll even whisper in your ear, just like your man, Agent Jack Bauer.
Oh, my God! Jack just died and came back to life all in less than an hour. I wonder how many times he can do that today.
I'd like to find out how many times we could do it today, if you'd like to get started.
Not right now. Jack Bauer is trying to figure out a way to burst into that abandoned building.
I've got something you can burst into. I call it my
CTU? I love CTU. It's Jack's headquarters.
Ugh, I didn't say CTU. Anyway, if you just follow me, I'll teach you about my kind of headquarters.
Oh, it's about to get exciting. Jack's yelling, "Everybody down!"
That sounds like a good idea. I wouldn't mind going down.
Shh, quiet. She downloaded the schematics. Jack is about to crawl into the ventilation ducts. How does he always fit in those tight spaces?
Turn off the TV. I've got tight space your special agent could squeeze into. Look, I've even drawn you up the schematics to our house, and they lead right to the bedroom.
Just download them to my PDA.
Fine. It'll be just you and your Palm Pilot tonight. I'm leaving.
Shh, quiet.
This has been the guy who'd rather watch 24 than have sex.
Oh, my goodness. Now,
what a moron.
Originally, we cast Bob in the role of the guy, Kristen.
Yeah,
you can see why,
because
Bob loves 24.
I do.
And
uh-huh.
We brought Bob's wife, Becky, in to do the voice of the wife. And here's how it went.
Time now for the guy who'd rather watch 24 than have sex.
What you doing, baby?
I'm watching 24. Everything happens in real time.
Yeah? Shut off that TV and I'll show you a real good time.
Okay. The heck with 24. Let's do it.
This has been the guy who likes 24 a lot, but frankly, he'd rather have sex.